College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?
Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary.
Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read, A. At the office. B. In the waiting room. C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center. Question 1. Jessica, could you forward this email to all the club members?
Sorry, the computer broke down this morning. I'll do it for you as soon as I have it fixed.
What does the woman imply?
Question 2. Did you find the book for your reading assignment in the library?
It closed before I got there. I had no idea it closes so early on weekends.
What does the man mean?
Question 3. Did you check the power plug and press the play button?
Yes, the power indicator was on and it was running, but somehow the sound didn't come through.
What was the woman probably trying to do? Question 4. Joanna, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Shall we have a beer and forget the whole thing?
Okay, we can drop it this time, but don't do it again.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 5. Airports are sad places.
Sometimes, I guess. But we'll keep in touch, and I'll fly over to see you at Christmas.
What are the speakers doing?
Question 6. Are you going to return to your present job after the vacation?
No, I plan to graduate next semester. That means I'll have to be a full-time student.
What will the woman do?
Question 7. John, are you doing research for Professor Williams this semester?
Actually, I'm working as his teaching assistant.
What does the man mean?
Question 8. I heard there are a few seats left for the show tonight.
Really? I was under the impression that the tickets were sold out a long time ago.
What do we know from the woman's reply?
Question 9. Mr. Long's briefing seemed to go on forever. I was barely able to stay awake.
How could you sleep through that? It was very important to the mission we are going to carry out.
What does the man imply? Question 10. You seem very confident about the job interview, don't you?
Yes, I feel ready for it. I bought a good suit in a clothing store. I had my hair cut. I have studied almost everything about finance and economics.
Where is the man probably going to work? Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. There was once a man in South America who had a parrot, a pet bird that could imitate human speech. The parrot was unique. There was no other bird like him in the whole world. He could learn to say any word except one. He could not say the name of his native town, Catano. The man did everything he could to teach the parrot to say Catano, but he never succeeded. At first he was very gentle with the bird, but gradually he lost his temper. "You stupid bird! Why can't you learn to say that one word? Say Catano or I'll kill you!" But the parrot would not say it. Many times the man screamed, "Say Catano or I'll kill you!" But the bird would never repeat the name. Finally, the man gave up. He picked up the parrot and threw him into the chicken house. "You are even more stupid than the chickens." In the chicken house, there were four old chickens waiting to be killed for Sunday's dinner. The next morning, when he went out to the chicken house, the man opened the door. He was shocked by what he saw. He could not believe his eyes and ears. On the floor lay three dead chickens. The parrot was screaming at the fourth, "Say Catano or I'll kill you!"
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. Why did the man lose his temper? Question 12. Who killed the three chickens? Question 13. Why was the man shocked at the scene the next morning? Passage 2. In Britain, if you are found guilty of a crime, you can be sent to prison, or be fined, or be ordered to do community work, such as tidying public places and helping the old. You may also be sent to special centres where you learn practical skills like cooking, writing, and car maintenance. Around 5% of the prison population are women. Many prisons were built over 100 years ago, but the government will have built 11 new prisons by next year. There are two sorts of prisons, the open sort and the closed sort. In the closed sort, prisoners are given very little freedom. They spend 3 to 10 hours outside their cells when they exercise, eat, study, learn skills, watch TV and talk to other prisoners. All prisoners are expected to work. Most of them are paid for what they do, whether it is doing maintenance or cooking and cleaning. Prisoners in open prisons are locked up at night, but for the rest of the time they are free within the prison grounds. They can exercise, have visitors, or study. And some are allowed out of the grounds to study or do community work.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What do we know about women prisoners in Britain? Question 15. In what way are open prisons different from closed prisons? Question 16. What do we learn about prisoners in Britain? Passage 3. London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. No matter how small and indistinct the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they have all gone through a very tough training period to get a special taxi driving license. During this period, which can take from 2 to 4 years, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different points of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during their training period by government officers. Their exams are a terrible experience. The officers ask you, how do you get from Buckingham Palace to the Tower of London? And you have to take them there in a direct line. When you get to the tower, they won't say, well done. They will quickly move on to the next question. After 5 or 6 questions, they will just say, see you in 2 months' time, and then you know the exam is over. Learner drivers are not allowed to work and earn money as drivers. Therefore, many of them keep their previous jobs until they obtain their license. The training can cost quite a lot because learners have to pay for their own expenses on the tests and a medical exam.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why are London taxi drivers very efficient? Question 18. How long does the training period last? Question 19. Why does the speaker think the driving test is a terrible experience? Question 20. Why do learner drivers have to keep their present jobs?